That's music of the Chevalier de Saint-Georges, otherwise born Joseph Bolon, to a Caribbean French slave and a French nobleman. His mixed ancestry did not hinder him from excelling in the courts of Europe, both as a musician and an athlete. And his story is being adapted by Hollywood in the next year. I wonder if my guests will learn about it and bring it to Kalamazoo. They are the president of the Kalamazoo Film Society, Dara Strauss, and longtime participant and member, Madeline Cimini. Madeline and Dara, it's been months and months we've been talking, and this is the first time we've been in person in so long.
It's wonderful. It's wonderful to see you.
Yes, it is delightful. Thank you.
And I like hearing your voices on our microphones, all clear and wonderful. This is great. So, but part of my pandemic story has been learning more about the Kalamazoo Film Society, participating in a couple of virtual lobby discussions, and feeling welcomed by your activities and what you do. And
great. Well, we love having you join us. So thank you.
And membership is always open to anyone. It is very cost effective, and you can find out about it at calfilmsociety.net. So it's really, like I said, great to see you in person. And we're here to talk about a couple of new films as well as the next virtual lobby discussion. Where should we start?
Right. Well, let's start with the next virtual lobby discussion. And our virtual lobby discussions are over Zoom. We started it during the pandemic, trying to engage our members and keep in touch with them, and came up with the idea, well, let's discuss film, you know. And there were a lot of things streaming at the time. Still are, of course, but we launched it, and it's been quite successful. So we try to have the Zoom discussion once a month. This time it's on this Wednesday, May 26th at 7 p.m. To get the link, you just have to contact us through calfilmsociety.net at our email address, and we will send you the link to join. So it's, again, 7 o'clock this Wednesday night, and we're going to be discussing a couple things. Maybe Madeline would like to chime in on a couple things that we're going to be discussing.
Yes. One of the reasons we started, as Dara said, last year was a way to keep connected to our members and engaged. The first virtual lobbies were free streaming, the Tribeca Film Festival, and then the PBS Shorts. And then we started going to commercial platforms. And then when theaters started opening, even though it was not permanently, there were some films that were available in the theater and also online. So that gave our members the option of going to the theater. Not everyone felt comfortable. But to that point, I would like to acknowledge Celebration Cinema for really doing a wonderful job this past 8 or 9 months of keeping people safe and but still making them feel welcome. And
I have to think about the staff that they kept employed as well.
And exactly. Yeah. And I hope everyone takes the opportunity to venture out now, because there have been wonderful, wonderful films, some that we'll be discussing today. And it is supporting a local business and Celebration Cinema. Although it's a franchise, it is a Michigan-based franchise, and that's important. But a shout-out to them. I mentioned to you I had been volunteering at the health department, and I felt as safe in the theater as I did in a health department building, and thought, This is a good thing. They need to be recognized for that. So we knew we needed to transition from streaming and or the hybrid version. So our first transitional lobby will be the film Another Round, which won the Best Foreign Film this year at the Academy Awards. And then the second part is we're going to turn the tables or turn the screen on our members, the participants, and we want to know is there a film or films that helped get you through this last year? I know I've gone back and revisited some favorite films. About a month or so ago, Turner Classic Movies showed Nebraska, and I had seen that, and I watched it again, and I actually liked it better the second time. So that's what we're going to do, discuss a feature film, and then hear from our attendees, because we always learn something, and that's one of the beauties of this. You learn, you see a film through someone's eyes and maybe see it a little bit differently. You roll your eyes and say, what are they thinking about? But everyone is welcome. You know, no one's opinion is wrong.
Right. And another round, I think, will be a really interesting film to discuss. You are able to see it right now on Hulu. I think you can rent it from the library. It's also, I saw it on Amazon Prime. I had to pay $5 to see it, but that's
what. What country did it represent in the Academy Awards?
Yeah, it's from Denmark.
Denmark.
Yes. And it follows four Danish high school teachers, male teachers, and they're all kind of upset with their lives or bored with teaching or not feeling fulfilled. And so the premise is that they decide that they're going to try to take just a little bit of alcohol every day, and they keep it at a very regulated pace. The premise was that Hemingway would drink all day long until 8 o'clock at night, and then he would stop drinking, and that's when he'd do his writing.
Oh my.
So that's kind of their premise, and things do go a little awry.
Sure. But it's not the best idea.
No, but it'll be a really interesting film to discuss and how it was constructed and things, I think.
And it's beautifully filmed, and Mads Mikkelsen is the lead actor, and
where do I know him from? He's got a very distinct face, right?
He's got a very distinct face. He was in Far From the Madding Crowd a few years ago. He's been in a number of films, but it's beautifully, beautifully photographed, almost painterly in some scenes. And as Dara said, someone found a study, and, you know, if you can titrate little amounts of alcohol and, you know, Danes, Swedes, alcohol is part of their lives anyway, but they start doing this and noticing differences in how they teach, how they relate to their partners, but then maybe critical mass is reached and they find that maybe this isn't exactly everything.
I just can't endorse, you know, doing something Hemingway was was all about necessarily. But wow, that does have potential for leading in many directions. And it's called Another Round.
You'll
find it on Hulu and in theaters right now, Celebration Cinema.
Yeah, it's not here right now.
Oh.
It has been, but it's so you're going to see it now. You do have to do streaming.
Okay.
But
okay, wonderful.
Yeah.
But I think it's available at the public library via Hoopla on DVD as well. You can stream it on Hoopla, and you can also get the DVD.
Right.
And I checked last night, and it's available.
Hoopla is the library app where you just need a library card to rent or see. Or not rent, but take out, out audiobooks, take out movies.
Yes, great.
And more.
It's a great service for the library.
I'm speaking with Dara Strauss and Madeline Cimini of the Kalamazoo Film Society. And Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, a Zoom meeting will be held to discuss this film, Another Round, and to, as you said, turn the camera back on the members to just to hear what everyone, what one pick each person would have is to say, this is a movie that was significant this last year, this weird, weird last year. Starts at 7, and you need to reach out to the Kalamazoo Film Society to get the link to the meeting, and that address, email address, Dara?
calfilmsociety@yahoo.com.
Yes, calfilmsociety@yahoo.com, or visit the website calfilmsociety.net. Have we sufficiently covered the Zoom meeting?
I think so.
Okay, let's move on then.
Okay. We have two outstanding films right now at Celebration, and Madeline and I have both seen them, and I think we haven't talked about this, but I think we both agree they're just outstanding films. The one that people need to catch, because it will go away on Wednesday, I believe, is The Truffle Hunters, and that's a documentary. It takes place in Piedmont, Italy, and you see a variety of older men and their dogs as truffle hunters. And I don't know if Madeline wants to talk a little bit about it.
Again, it is so exquisitely filmed. Mm. I was at a private screening. I was the only person in the theater. And there were a few scenes that I just had to draw in my breath. They were so beautiful. The relationships between these now elderly truffle hunters. Truffles can't be grown agriculturally. They have to be found as they are in nature. They are very, very, very valuable. So because of that, there is a dark side as well. And it's a lifestyle that right now there aren't very many young people. But the relationships between the hunters, their dogs, one hunter's wife, with food, it's delightful. And it's only 84 minutes. And I walked out and I thought, what a tasty morsel of a film. And I thought, oh, God, you know, I was talking to myself. But it is. It's delightful. Just delightful.
You may have mentioned it, but I didn't catch. Is this a documentary or is it a dramatized?
It is a documentary, and well,
it's real people.
Real people as opposed to unreal people, actors. No, but like Madeline said, it's just beautifully shot, and the pace is very slow, and thoughtful. But there are a couple of scenes that, and pretty far into the film, that they have mounted a camera on the dog. So you see the dog sniffing. Yeah, the real truffle hunter. And, leaping through the woods. And it was like, that was a wonderful surprise to see that. And that was really.
Well, it seems like there should be a lot of Michiganders who are like, truffles, morels, kind of. The morel is the Michigan truffle, and hunting for morels is a real big activity for so many people who live near kind of roadside edges, woods, and can find these patches, guard them carefully.
I knew people who used to schedule their vacations around morel hunting. Morel hunting.
So the truffles in Italy is... they are worth more, and they don't look like our morels at all. They look like just clumps of dirt.
Yeah, kind of like a ginger root, and they are underground, so the dogs have to dig out and get them and try not to damage them in the process. So,
and that is currently showing until Wednesday, you said.
Yeah, so you should grab it, but several times a day. So you do have a lot of options, which is one of the beautiful things of our collaboration with Celebration, is that the films, when they are here, are often available several times a day. So
no excuses.
Nice. Right.
You'll see the listings of each of the currently showing movies and have links to the theater at calfilmsociety.net. The second film is called Profile. And it's totally different.
It's totally different.
This is not a documentary.
No, it's not a documentary, but it's based on a true story, yes.
Oh.
And I saw it last night, and actually the theater was pretty full at the 5:20 screening. It was pretty full.
I saw it yesterday at noon.
Okay.
And there was a handful of people that...
I mean, and when I say pretty full, they still will not put you next to someone who isn't in your group. Mm. So they still are spacing you out in the theater itself. So it still felt very comfortable to be in there.
Yeah. So. From what I've read about Profile, it reminded me of those of reading a novel where they use found letters and things like that, which can be sometimes I'm frustrated initially because I'm used to just reading paragraphs. But in a book like that, you read the date and the address and then the message, and then it gets so absorbing. But I understand this has a similar technique.
Yes, it's very fast-paced, I think. And so it's all on the screen, as if you are on your computer. You're watching her. And she's an undercover journalist who's trying to infiltrate to find out how the jihad actually entices young women to join and bring them to Syria. So the journalist is pretending as if she's a young woman and trying to join, and so it gets very ensnared in there. It's all on her screen, but so you're seeing like a FaceTime, a Zoom, but then other things are happening in her life too. So instant messaging comes up and email, and so it's very quick. I was on the edge of my seat the whole time.
The very first few minutes, I thought, I'm going to have a hard time keeping up with this, because you see typing and erasing and this is going on. But once you are drawn in, it's so well done. And shout out to NPR. Scott Simon last weekend interviewed the director, and this is his second screen life film. And he said, going forward, he said, this is what we're going to see this more and more, because everyone walks around with a screen in front of them, even when they're walking in nature. When you think, no, put that down, put that away, unless you're recording something
or identifying a leaf,
yes,
right. Or something.
But
it works on the big screen.
Yes.
Oh, totally.
Yes.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Yes.
It translates to a different medium, but because we are already engrossed in that kind of world through our computers.
I think it works really well on a big screen because, as Madeline said, there are so many things coming in at the time, and you're able to actually see that and hear it too.
And it was suspenseful. Mm-hmm. I did not know the arc of the story. So as things happened, and you know, she has a relationship with someone else as she's trying to pretend that she's this 19-year-old virgin. And then it was interesting, as the story goes on, how it's like the initial Facebook, how, you know, college co-eds were ranked. Well, if it's this age, it's this much money. If it's this, it says green eyes, extra $200. But that's what that whole world is. And it's suspenseful and compelling. And I just, as it ended, I had to take a deep breath, mm-hmm. because I did not know where it was going to go. But the reality is, it probably is, you know, situations like that are still going on.
Do you see faces? I mean, are there actors in this film?
Yes, yes. There's the main, the American journalist. She's an actor. And then the man who's trying to entice her to join, who's extremely handsome.
Indeed. Indeed.
And, you know, very good at luring and saying how much he loves her and
making it personal.
Making it very personal. Oh. And to the point you're not sure if she's really falling for him, which...
And he takes his phone and he's showing her this very luxurious home and saying, this is where you're going to live. And this will be our first child's bedroom. And this will be our second child's bedroom. Well, then, as it goes on, things are said that you think, okay, where's all that money that was supposed to be going to her? It's just the duplicitousness of it. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. I
It's very suspenseful.
It's really suspenseful. And as Madeline says, she has another life, you know, not only a boyfriend, but a girlfriend that pops up once in a while on her screen. So negotiating to get a new apartment and all of that. And then her boss.
Her boss, pressure from the boss, get the story, get the story, get the story.
Yeah.
It sounds like it wasn't expensive to make, but it's a terrific story.
And he has mastered it. So, yeah, this format.
It's called Profile, and it is currently showing, yes.
It's currently, and it'll be here through the next week, too. So my recommendation is to see The Truffle Hunters first before it goes, and then you have another week to see Profile, at least. So,
again, how do you all choose these films?
We have a couple great board members who really keep up with the films.
And the release, is there a trade paper that sends out release dates and previews and things like that?
Well, one good thing about Celebration Cinema, they have had indie series in their, I think, 12 theaters. So they are connected to Sundance and Tribeca and all the other film groups, and you know, there are films that we would love to see, but we can't get them because of the distribution, or the studio would say, well, unless we can show it, you know, five times a day or four times a day, you can't show it just a few times a week. So there is a bit of give and take, but this past year I was going through my ticket stubs. The theater has been even more of an outlet for me, where I have felt safe and entertained. I saw Nomadland and Judas and the Black Messiah both at the theater and on my, you know, little television at home. And there is such a difference. You know, the story is there, but seeing that film on the big screen, and I think especially for Profile, where there is so much going on, and but that also adds to the suspense. Mm-hmm. It just adds to the suspense.
Mm-hmm. Right, and also, Celebration will give us ideas. These films are coming. Do you want to have your name on them? And like I said, we have several members who really keep up with the films that are coming out, and we kind of run it by them. And once in a while, they'll say, hey, how about we really would like this film? Ask if that's available. So, it is a give and take, and it's worked really well.
And there is a film that the trailer has been showing at least for 2 months, I Carry You With Me, about a man who leaves Mexico. Leaving his son and his partner at the time, and he develops a relationship with another man. I have been swooning over this, and it was supposed to open on the 21st, and then it got pushed back and got pushed back, and I haven't seen the trailer in a while now, and it's like, oh no.
But, did it disappear?
Yeah. Please.
Full details on the currently showing films are at calfilmsociety.net. When you have a membership to the society, that brings your ticket price down to $7 at Celebration Cinema. That's another reason to join.
That is a reason. Another reason, but you don't have to be a member, but you can be on our email list. And that way we notify our members. Madeline writes great script about what's coming up and gets it sent out to all our members. So we try not to inundate your email inbox, but it is a great way to keep current with what's out there.
The last couple of times we talked, you described an emerging artist grant that the Kalamazoo Film Society had created and asked people to hit the deadline of May 1st. Did you have submissions?
We did. We had several submissions, and we're right now in the throes of figuring out who's going to get it. It's kind of tough, but we'll announce that coming up.
Okay. Very good. Well, how shall we leave our time today? A reminder of the virtual film discussion, the lobby discussion, rather, at 7 o'clock Wednesday. film can be such a communal experience when you're all there in the theater together. But even when you watch it on your own and then come together on Zoom, it still feels kind of communal.
It really does. And like Madeline said, we can, you know, you hear other people's opinions and it's like, oh, I didn't think of that. Or, you know, oh, I didn't even notice the music in the film, or I didn't, you know, whatever. And people bring different points of view. And I think with this one coming up called Another Round, about four high school teachers who embrace alcohol to try to make their lives more exciting, I think we'll get a lot of interesting discussion, not just on the subject of the film itself, how it's made, but also the subject of alcohol. So,
did you say it won an award?
It did. It was a best Oscar for the best foreign film this year.
Very good. Anything else we could to leave us with here?
Well, I can't remember the exact title, but in Another Round, it's one of my very favorite Schubert piano pieces that was on heavy rotation for 2 weeks after I saw the film. And it's just perfection, putting that piece of music in that film at that mm-hmm. time. And except that I can't think of the name of it right now. But
well, now I really want to watch it.
Well, that's why I added that for you.
And thank you.
Oh, of course, of course. But it's
Schubert,
just
yes.
So beautifully, beautifully filmed. And the ending scene. If I would almost defy someone to see that and not smile, but someone could say, "Eh," I disagree, but.
So we'll find out Wednesday night.
We'll find out, exactly.
Well, Madeline Cimini and Dara Strauss, the president of the Kalamazoo Film Society, thanks for joining me here today in real life, not on the phone line. It's so nice to see you again. CalFilmSociety.net is where people can find all the up-to-date information. And just thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Kara.
Thank you, Kara.
I had to go back to the classics in our library. We have many full albums of themes from old movies by people like Korngold and Bernard Herrmann, and in this case, Franz Waxman, who, let's see, we've got The Philadelphia Story, Rebecca, To Have and Have Not, Sunset Boulevard. Sunset is a little overwrought, as in, it is so, like, overwrought as a film score. So I'm going to go for the Hitchcock selection because I have to say, if I had to pick an old, a vintage film that always puts me in a much better mood and gets me through things, it's The 39 Steps, yes. Which I think it has everything. It's got action, spy story, romance.
Right.
Oh,
yeah. great selection.
Let's hear music from another Hitchcock film, Rebecca, with score by Franz Waxman. This is Charles Gerhardt and the National Philharmonic Orchestra. And thanks again.
Thank you.